This is the podcast you wouldn't want to miss. Get your all-important dose of what's hot and what's not. Who knows? Just listen, okay? Because this podcast will make you think or not, entertain you, and sometimes piss you off. In any case, it'll be interesting. This is not bullshit. This is Morning Kickoff Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Morning Kickoff. I am your host, Dean, and with me today I have got Joel, Gazza, and on the phone, Tina Turner.
Hello.
How are we doing, Turner?
Very good, thank you. How are we all?
All good. Good.
Not bad, mate.
Where are we taking the call from today? Not Maidstone, not Tesco's.
No, my sofa.
Your sofa in Chai.
In Chai, not as glamorous.
No.
Well, we've learnt today that if the kids are in bed, you're not allowed to leave them. So, well done, yeah. Turner.
Yeah.
Exemplary father right there.
Well, you are allowed JD and Coke.
Yeah.
Is that the thing of choice then, the JD?
The go-to, yeah. I mean, Coke isn't always a necessity.
Oh, straight JD.
Straight in the glass.
Really?
To be fair, he does have a bit of a James Bond look, doesn't he, Turner?
Does it all depend on what happens with Leeds at the weekend?
Fat James Bond, yeah.
The name's Turner.
Yeah, it always happens. That's why I'm always permanently pissed with Leeds or some shit.
Is that when you do your team selections as well? I need to speak about this from a other person's source. Do you do your team selections when you're pissed, or is it just a standard thing?
Calm down, Ollie.
Sorry, that is coming from an Ollie song. It's a fair point, though.
Yeah, I'll get pelted whatever I do, don't I?
To be fair, since I've not been playing, it seems like the team selections, when I'm reading them, they're pretty good, actually.
No, they've been terrible.
Have they?
What, the selections? 3 weeks
in a row. I was like, why Squid's winning now?
Really one-sided. Yeah.
Squid didn't win on Friday, mate. We'll talk about that later.
I thought you got man of the match on Friday, no?
Who? No, that was Wednesday.
Were you in goal Friday?
I was in goal.
Dino De Gea.
Right. Were you actually that good?
He was.
God, I couldn't see it. I thought they were taking the mickey.
Tina turned around and goes to me, "You ain't playing next week. You ain't playing Wednesday. You ain't playing Friday."
Why? Because he was
raging. Then 10 minutes later, he's on the floor screaming at Paul. He didn't even fucking say sorry, Paul. He didn't even say fucking sorry.
What's going on with you and Paul Turner?
I'm not kidding, right? Turner is on his ass on the sideline, limped off. Paul's going over there. I'm thinking, oh, for fuck's sake, Paul's going to kill him. Turner's going to be like, oh, I wish I never said that now.
Yeah. Wait, was it Steve that got man of the match on Friday then?
Steve in my eyes.
Okay. That, and then Steve played goal with Steve.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Steve didn't play in goal, but yeah.
Was right back of that area.
He was central. He was central of the defence. He started out wide right.
But then you pushed him more central.
But then I had a word with him and screamed at him and then told him.
And then Turner.
Three phases to what? Yeah. And then he put Turner in his pocket.
100%. Yeah, he did. He had a great game.
He did. He played really well. Man of the match for me.
So, Turner, were you against Dino, were you?
I was, yeah.
In every essence,
did
against
Dino. Did you score?
I had to stop talking. I then had to stop calling for handball and free kicks because no one believes a word I say, because all I do is fucking don't stop fucking talking.
Communication.
Yeah, Turner didn't want none of it. Why don't you just shut up? Give it a fucking break. These were the
obviously makes him talk more.
Yeah. Which then I'm like that, yeah, getting under the skin, lads. Come on, lads, let's go a little bit more. Come on, non-bibs, let's have this. We've got this, doing this.
He's a born winner, Turner. That's why he does those team selections.
He's born to wind me up.
That is very true.
I'm not born to wind you up. Listen, if you was on my side, it'd be exactly the same. And that's it. If they're so fucking quiet and they're so dulcet in their tones, it wouldn't need me to rile them up a bit.
Was it noisy then on Friday?
Well, it was quiet.
They just played well. They played as a team, like getting the ball up to Liam, and Sorin and Trevor were awful.
Sorin pinging passes.
No, Dean was pinging passes for fun. Yeah. I was just floating them here, there and everywhere.
My whole team played badly, including me.
So. Turner was in a pocket. Oh.
He didn't know what was going on.
I didn't have an answer for him, but that'll change something.
And the thing was Steve just didn't do anything. He just stayed there. Instead of jumping in or trying to tackle him, he let Turner turn.
What happened with the Brian and Liam matchup? Wasn't that Liam on Wednesday?
Liam schooled him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The pace.
I was disappointed with him.
Yeah, you were saying that'd be a good matchup.
But Brian was just closing in on him at the halfway line, like touch tight on him. So all Liam did was just push the ball and run, and Brian's never going to catch it, you know.
That's what you try to do, but you haven't got the pace of Liam.
No, I haven't, no.
Squid does the same. He gets the ball into feet and then tries to turn a player instead of just playing the way he's facing.
Yeah, he's got a great touch. Where was Squid's position on Wednesday if he got man
all over the show? On Wednesday...
He started off at the back, didn't he?
Is he better at the back? Because he's good on the ball, isn't he?
Squid is better at the back.
I think he is, yeah.
Facing play rather than getting the ball and trying to turn on the halfway line.
Yeah.
He tries to turn into a player or run past the player. He's better off just to try and pass it through.
Yeah, yeah.
And set players up. Same as what I do, really. I just stay at the back and just pass the ball of it.
Yeah, you try and find a little quick ball.
Or a little pocket, mate. A little pocket. I just want to play it into space.
There's just no runners into the space.
No. That's something that everyone's got to learn, that play, is that you're not going to get it to your feet. Ollie, if you don't put it to his feet, he won't play.
Yeah.
Turner.
They're faking injury.
Turner can look at me and I can see which way he's facing and I can dink it into space and he'll run it into the space.
Yeah.
Albeit the keeper's next to him, but it's into a space where he can go.
I'll be back soon making those runs once this hammy's healed up a little bit.
Yeah, same as you, Turner. It's all bruised.
Yeah, it's all really bruised. Yeah, it's like someone's been like shot me with like a pellet gun or something. Mm. It's
are you running yet?
No, I've not run on it. I'm only just about walking it now. It's now got to the point where I'm walking. Fair. It feels fine to walk, but yeah, a few days ago, felt horrible. Still,
I didn't even notice a bruise on mine for ages, and then like when I noticed it, I was walking and running.
I didn't notice it either because it wasn't bruised for the first few days, and then I said to Sinead, I went, oh, it's feeling a bit sore. Like, do you mind just massaging there? And she went, get the oils out.
The essential oils.
I said, that's not my hamstring.
But you can pull it.
And then 3 seconds later, she was on the hamstring.
There you go. That's 3 seconds of her life, Sinead. Yeah. Bless her.
Yeah, but yeah, then now it feels okay. Now it does feel okay.
You need to get a fanny blaster.
I do.
You do. I do say this, and I do. I wouldn't have played on Wednesday had it not been for the funny blaster.
I like the slow motion set you do. Like this slow motion cams of the funny blaster. That is quality.
Mate, honestly, the one that I use, so for people who don't know what the funny blaster is, it's a massage gun. And the one that I've got is the Elite, which is the Pulsio Elite. And it just, I think it quickens any injury.
But recovery time.
Lactic acid build up and all the rest of it when you've been training and all that. For me, it's allowed me to play a lot more than what I had. From what I anticipated anyway, especially when I've had injuries.
Are you religious with it after the game?
If it's a weekend or if I've got 10 minutes spare before I go to work in the morning, just use it. Just use it, especially if there's an injury, like I've got a calf injury now, a tear in the calf. Using it on that, it just helps the muscles to smoothen out, and instead of all being like bloodshot and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
You know, the build up a little bit of a bulge and a bump, it just gets all that bruising out, gets all that away and starts the healing process.
That's what happens when we play in a car park, isn't it? Concrete.
That's it. Has anyone got any shout outs?
I've got one that he actually listened to like a couple of times because he actually liked it that much. Mm. Sam Harper.
Sam Harper. Shout out to Sam Harper.
Quality.
Sammy Boy.
Sammy Boy. Loved the ending as well.
Got to say hello to Oily because Oily has an opinion on everything we do as well.
Yeah.
Hello, Oily.
Shout out Mr. Solomon. And Gary?
I was going to say my daughter Jade, but she only listened to half of it, then didn't really understand what we were talking about. So I'm trying to get her to listen to the second one.
The second
so miss the first one. Just go straight on to the second one.
Wait for the first one.
My boys, Louis and Arthur.
So they like it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, until Gary starts swearing down there, you have to go, sorry about that.
They live with me, don't they?
So. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Shout out Sam Glendinning and her son MJ. That's my shout out.
That was the weekly shout out. Yeah. I still can't believe it went into the Apple charts. I think that is mental.
Apple charts number 33, straight in, new entry. Early indications are 1,000 downloads across Apple and Podbean. I couldn't tell you what it is with Spotify, Amazon, Google, TuneIn, all the other ones, because there's about 30, 40 podcast apps.
Bloody hell. Just to be fair, I listen to it on Spotify, because that's what I listen to everything on Spotify.
My son listens to it on Spotify all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had it on Podbean, but is it better to listen to it on Apple or?
For the charts, it's better that people listen to it on Apple.
Yeah.
Because then you get a chart ranking out of it. If people just want to listen to it really early, it'll always be on Podbean first.
Okay.
So thank you very much to all those who have shared, liked, subscribed. Fantastic for us. We're only two episodes in, and this is the third when you're listening to this. For people like Oily, Solomon, Oily, when we're giving opinions and we're talking about stuff like Turner does, so when he's predicting something's going to happen, we're reacting to something that's been in the news. Oily, all right? You can't sell houses. You can't sell houses, but we can do podcasts. That's how good we are. So don't start picking on people for making a comment or something that was in the past.
I can do both as well.
Exactly. And Joel can do podcasts and he can sell houses.
Yeah. Three yesterday.
Three. Joel. Three. That's eight that I know of.
Eight, yeah.
Yeah, that's very good month.
So you ain't got any left to sell, but...
No, I actually have barely anything left now, so... Yeah.
That's anyone it for the rest of the year.
Another now. Valuation, anyone? Thank you.
Want some man talk? Listen on Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast.
Who's going to talk about their team's performances? We might as well start with the Premier League.
Friday's result, which was Nottingham Forest versus Sheffield United. Big game for really down the bottom.
2-1.
2-1. And I watched it, to be fair. Wood, yeah. He scored a last minute goal.
Yeah. I think Forest are going to... That's where they're going to stay up. Their home form's going to have to be massive for them this season.
Yeah. Well, last season...
It was manager as well.
Was it last season? Either at home or away, they couldn't get a win to save their life.
Probably at home. Everyone performs better away.
I think it was at home. I think they went with like a really, really long streak where they just couldn't win at home.
We went there and won.
I think home for any team that's under pressure, it is too much pressure.
It's because the fans are on top of you.
Whereas when they're away, it's like there's no pressure, there's no one screaming at them. Yeah, the fans are less. They've only got... They're in a no-lose situation because they're playing away from home.
Yeah.
So it's just significant less amount of pressure on a team, I think.
Yeah, some teams can't perform at home at all, a bit like Fulham.
Shut up. Against Brentford.
Honestly, such a mug.
Going back to the Forest game, wasn't it Serge Aurier that set up both goals with his crosses?
Yeah, it was, stupid, wasn't it? Yeah. He actually had a good game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was actually really good crosses. Mm. But I think, like, Sheffield United, again, they did have a better game. Like, they did show signs that they might get some points this season. And these games, you need to hold on. You've got 2 minutes left of the game.
Yeah.
You can't be conceding a goal like that.
No, I agree.
They're going down.
They are going down.
Going down with the Luton.
Speaking of going down, if we do a little review of the bottom five, say, we've got Chelsea at 15, Sheffield United at 16, Luton Town 17th, Burnley...
You can't play any home games.
Yeah. Burnley at 18th, Wolves at 19th, and Everton, bottom of the table.
Well, I think
Everton are getting crushed as well.
I mean, I think Luton definitely going to go without doubt.
Yeah,
I said from
you said
day
Everton,
one,
didn't you?
Everton, yeah. They've not done anything different in the last two, three seasons.
100%.
Didn't matter what Frank Lampard did and saved them. And then again, there was down relegation and got sacked. And then they got saved by Dyche. Again, the same way as what Lampard had saved them.
Yeah.
By 3 points.
Last
skin
minute.
Of their teeth.
Yeah.
Now, that's not changed this year. And I can't see how this is going to change this year, this table.
Because they haven't signed any good players.
I'd say they've been linked with Che Adams, but is he going to make a difference? I don't think so.
Yeah, he's just got Southampton relegated.
Calvert-Lewin got injured again, didn't he?
That was bad. Did you see his cheekbone?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was... I don't actually know what happened. I don't know if he went up for a head or... I think he might have got an elbow or something like that. And his cheekbone swelled up so much. This guy has the worst injury, like, ever.
Yeah. And looking at that table, I mean, Wolves, I don't know with Wolves, because they played really well at Old Trafford, didn't they? But then got smashed by Brighton at home, so.
Or was it 5-1?
Yeah. 5-1.
But yeah, new manager, I mean, he did a great job at Bournemouth, didn't he? So give him a bit of time, see what happens.
Chelsea drew and then lost 3-1 against West Ham.
And more injuries for them as well, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah. Injury list is horrific right now. Absolutely horrific. But
he's going to get sacked.
I don't think Maurizio will get sacked. I think they're going to give him... Listen, they gave Potter the best part of 9 months.
Yeah, this is my prediction. He gets sacked and De Zerbi goes in, whatever he's called.
Who?
The Brighton manager.
De Zerbi.
Whatever. He's top of the table, mate. He ain't going Chelsea.
Right, let's just go to the top of the table. Brighton, top, 2 wins from 2. Man City, 2 from 2. Arsenal, 2 from 2. They won on Sunday, didn't they? 1-0 against...
Monday,
yes, sorry.
Yeah.
Last night, 1-0 against who?
Crystal Palace.
Was it Palace they beat?
Yeah, no, Palace away.
No Zaha. Fourth position, a draw and a win, Brentford. And
who did they win again?
They won on Saturday or Sunday, whenever.
Who again?
I don't know.
Who's that?
Fulham. That's some shit, I think.
Oh, they were down at the Cottage, weren't they?
Some shit.
Local rivals.
Some shit.
One game, it doesn't define a season.
Oh, of course.
Do you know what does define a season? Leeds getting relegated at the end of it.
And in fifth place, Liverpool. And I think that's going to be the highest Liverpool reach this season.
They're going to have a good season, Brian. I think they will have a very good season.
I think they're geared up to have a really good season, and hopefully they don't peak, but I think they're going to be fighting for around about sixth place with Spurs.
Are they in Europe?
They are.
So
they're in Europa League, yeah.
The Vanarama Conference League, whatever it's called.
No, they're in the better one. They're in your proper Europa League.
What's the one West Ham won? They're in that one, aren't they? The West Ham.
No.
Wow, the Crystal Vars. Little.
I think Villa's little one, don't they?
I don't know. I just know it weren't something worth celebrating. They've
Conference
got
Europa. Yeah,
that's
Conference
it. The Conference. Europa. Fuck off. Sunday League at best, that was.
Yeah, you're playing like Sheriff Town or something like that.
Of Ireland, of Cork.
Yeah.
It just fuck off with your West Ham and you've got a Vars.
Leeds would win that. I'm not being funny. Leeds could win that.
Grimsby. No,
they wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't.
They ain't got enough players for it.
It's just taking a piss.
Nah.
Grimsby might.
Grimsby could. They would do better than Sheriff Town FC, to be fair. And I would cheer them on.
Why are we picking on Grimsby?
We're not picking on them.
Yeah, not picking on them.
Big you enough. Are, Gary.
No. They're my second favourite team.
Second favourite team. There you go, that's a compliment. I get a compliment every day.
It's a fucking compliment.
Always look at their results now.
Yeah, we should do, because I'm in the fucking podcast. Exactly. We should all be looking out for each other's results.
That's what I do.
I was there on Friday at the 5 and Drive texting Turner. This is what Friday's come to. 1-0. Losing 1-0. Anyway, listen, back to the Champions League. At the top, we have got... Nick.
My mate.
Pains me to say this. 3 wins in 3. The dark horse of Squid, Ipswich Town.
But they lose their first game this weekend.
Who are they playing?
Leeds.
Yeah, there should be 4 wins in 4.
it's on a knife edge. Second, we've got Leicester City, who are 3 wins in 3.
Good start.
Next, we've got Norwich in third, who have got 2 wins and a draw. Birmingham, Turner, I think you slated these to go down.
Yeah, you did. You said Tom Brady won't be able to do nothing with this team. They're down.
Yeah, what's he know about NFL? Fourth, 2 wins and a draw. Southampton, who need to be up the top and staying at the top, 2 wins and a draw. And at the bottom, we have got
Leeds.
19th position, 2 draws and a loss. Leeds United. 20th position, 2 losses and a draw. Cardiff, shitty. Huddersfield in 21st, 2 draws. 2 losses and a draw. Rotherham. I said Rotherham wouldn't be at the bottom this year. 22nd, 2 losses and a draw. 23rd, Middlesbrough. 3 games in, 2 losses and a draw. Middlesbrough. Wow.
Is Michael Carrick still at Middlesbrough?
Yeah, I was reading a bit about Middlesbrough. They lost 4 of their top players.
They just lost Akpom, didn't they?
Yeah, Akpom's the 4th one, and that... Between those 4 players, they scored 44 goals for Middlesbrough last season.
Yeah.
That's their problem. They haven't replaced any of them.
A newly promoted Chef Wednesday in 24th with 3 straight defeats.
Only one that actually shocks me out of all of them is probably Middlesbrough, because I know they've sold a lot of players. Carrick did have them cooking on the gas with them,
but he had some really good players there.
Yeah,
and four of them are gone now.
What is going on with Leeds, Turner? Because the performances, I mean, are they good? Are you watching them? Are they actually playing well?
The West Brom performance was good. It was much better. They were unlucky. I don't know if you saw the goal, or he handballed it and he was offside. VAR in the Premier League was out all day long, and then we had a penalty, which should have been a penalty. Managed to get back into it, and they played really well. So considering we only named 7 subs, 2 of them are goalkeepers, I'll take it, to be fair.
Wow, so you're still short on squad numbers then?
Yeah, we just don't have any players. We've just got rid of so many, just not buying anybody, not even linked with hardly anybody really, and we need 5 or 6, will he?
Is Bamford still playing for you guys?
He is, but he's always injured.
You do have some good players in the team still. Like, is Somerville, is he still playing?
He is, but he'll probably go. He wants to go.
Yeah.
How was Joe Roden? Did he do all right?
Very good, very good. Yeah. Good. Very, very strong. I think he has 10 duels and won 100% of them, and it's like,
that's good.
Only Championship player to do that in like 5 years has been ridiculous.
Something like Mitrovic would do, or something like that. The Leeds will come good though, won't they? They've got a good enough squad, but
they've got a very good manager.
Yeah, it's the Norwich old one, isn't it? What's his name?
Barker.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's a lot of good teams. The longer you wait, the harder it's going to become. Because I don't see Leicester dropping off that many points this season. Norwich is always up there as well. Southampton are going to be up there.
I'm not really bothered about starting slowly, because you always get that team who has a surge at the end of the season. Hopefully that'll be
up. Well, we will wait and see. I did see that we'll see Job Bellingham. He's now starting to score for Sunderland. He will be another very good player, and I can't believe Sunderland signed him, to be fair. So are we still predicting these teams to go down? Are we still thinking, you didn't think Rotherham, I still think Rotherham's going to go down. I can't remember who else I said. I think I said Sheffield Wednesday, and I think I said Hull, but then Hull were now 7th, so I don't know if they're going to go down at this rate.
What the social media shit? Find us on Twitter and TikTok at The Tearaway Podcast, or on Facebook group page The Tearaway.
Into League One now. Top 5, we have got Cambridge United, 3 wins and a loss. Bolton, we've all said Bolton. I think everyone said Bolton for this league.
Yeah.
3 wins and a loss. Peterborough, 3rd position, 3 wins and a loss.
That's who I tipped.
Oxford United, 3 wins and a loss. Stevenage, 5th, 3 wins and a loss. And then at the bottom of Div 1, I said Lincoln to go down, they're 8th. And the bottom 5, we've got Wigan. Started off with -5, Gazza.
Oh, was it -8?
No, wow. -5.
They were -5.
Oh, they smashed Bolton, didn't they? They were top of the league.
Wigan are sitting 19th with 3 wins and a draw. Now, they were -5. Carlisle, this is where it all goes peak-tong now. Carlisle, 20th, 2 draws, 2 losses. Fleetwood, 21st, 3 losses, a draw. Cheltenham, 22nd, 3 losses and a draw. Leighton Orient, 23rd, 3 losses and a draw. Burton, dead cert, going down, 3 losses and a draw.
Wow.
Yeah, Wigan have done fantastic stuff. I mean, that's a great winner.
They're picking wins up left, right and centre.
Yeah, so. And to smash Bolton.
Fair play to them as well, because they have a really young squad. Yeah. They couldn't afford anyone, and they couldn't afford the wages. And they're actually picking up results in a proper man's league as well.
Was it 4-0 in the end, wasn't it? They beat Bolton.
It was.
Yeah, 4-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, great result. That was bottom against top. Yes, it's quite... I mean, was there 5 teams on 9 points at the top of the league?
Yeah. No, it's a very competitive league, isn't it? It's the same with League 2 as well.
Yeah.
There's still so many good teams in these leagues.
Yeah.
And League 2, we've got top Gillingham,
which I predicted from day dot.
Within second, we've got Milton Keynes,
which Squid said...
Shock is AFC Wimbledon. They've had a very good start.
Yeah.
They're sitting 3rd on 8 points.
Big rivalry with them and then MK Dons.
And Accrington Stanley's in 4th at the moment with 7 points. And Salford, is it Salford or Salford?
Salford.
Salford City
is on 7 points, sitting fifth as well, which doesn't really surprise me, to be fair. Salford and Wrexham are the same kind of thing. They've got money in these leagues.
Yeah, see, when we did the last podcast, Grimsby had just played Notts County, scored three goals, lost 3-2, scored an own goal. Then in the next game, played Salford City, won 2-0. And then on Saturday, played Mansfield Town. And in the sixth minute, Abo Iheza, sixth minute, rocket rifle, top left-hand corner, 35 yards out. And we draw 1-1 with Mansfield. To be fair, Mansfield were the better team. But we picked up a point. And now I think we're sitting around about 15th. Now we're sitting at 14th.
14th, yeah. With Wrexham just below you.
Wrexham just below as well. I think we've got one win, one draw.
See the amount of goals that they're scoring?
Yeah, 13 and 13, isn't it?
13 goals, and they've conceded 13 goals. They're doing like what Liverpool did, like in the when they had Suarez. They were just trying to outscore them.
Outscore anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we're Wrexham, and with Ben Foster, who's now retired after that game where they drew 5-5 with.
They drew 5-5 with.
Saturday.
Swindon.
Yeah. Ben Foster turned around and went, I'm not playing anywhere near the level that I should be.
Yeah.
And it's just easier to quit now or to give the management a better option to get a better signing in.
That's
right,
selfless. You know, his body is caught up to him. I don't know how old. I think he's like nearly 40 now, isn't he?
40, 41.
God, I wish
your age Turner, isn't he?
Yeah.
Less injuries.
40, 41. But he's playing... Where he's gone from the Vanarama League or the Conference League, whatever you want to call it now, and he's been podcasting and doing all the other stuff, and he only really played for Wrexham for like six weeks.
Something like that. It was at the very end.
Goals in injury time. Wrexham scored 2 goals in injury time against Swindon.
Oh, right.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, 96 minutes.
They salvaged that.
Yeah, but this is what I was saying to you about Grimsby. We had something like 12 minutes in the first half of added time, and the second half of added time. You get 5 substitutes.
Yeah.
It's fucking, the world's gone mad.
So is it the same now? Because I know the weekend, ever since the Premier League started, the extra time has gone mental. Is that across all the leagues now?
Seems to be.
Yeah.
It started off with the lower leagues, and I knew it had come in because they were saying about it, about the new...
Trialing out.
Not trying it out. They did it at the Euros, didn't they? Because Chiellini said...
Euros was massive.
Chiellini said, this is what is going to happen. So you waste time, we're going to add it on.
Yeah.
And if you start kicking the ball out, we're going to add it on.
Yeah.
So you have a play football for 45 minutes, what the punters want, or we're just going to add it on, you're going to play longer.
Yeah.
So play properly, stop falling over, play to the 45 minutes, and then we'll do 90 minutes.
And now every footballer's throwing their toys at the pram because they say, we're getting more injuries. Well, it's not, because you're just playing the same amount of football without all the time wasting.
Exactly. So sooner or later, the idiots that get paid tens of thousands per week are going to go, I'm not going to throw myself on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm not going to feign an injury for 4 minutes, and I'm not going to sky boot the fucking ball into the next road just to waste some time, you know?
Because I'm going to have to play that time later on in the game.
It should. Are you all right there, Turner?
Yeah, sorry.
Choking on his ice cube.
Was you having a little bit of sneeze there? Because I saw Joel heading for the exit. I just want to reassure Joel that you haven't got down a sneeze. Yeah, and it's down Joel.
Right. Okay.
He's got no immunity. He's fucking threatening everything. I'm just worried about him.
I'm frail.
He's frail at 24. The lad is broken.
I've got young children.
But going back on to Wrexham, I've got a group of lads, and we all pick a team every Saturday to win, and it's the acca that I post in our WhatsApp chat, and we had a pre-bet of £100 for who was going to be either promoted each way, first three positions, and who would win the Premier League. Man City, Wrexham did two, can't remember who went for the other two. I think it's something like Bolton, Derby, Man City. I think that's how it went.
Right.
I can hand on heart say Wrexham are not going to get promoted.
Yeah, at this rate, no.
They're going to be mid-table. They're going to be 15th, 16th.
Still ended. Actually quite a good route. Like, it's not a bad position for the first, time, the first time going back into it again.
No, it's great to just stay in there, build on what you've got, but they couldn't get out of the Conference League at the first time of asking. Grimsby pipped them, beat them at their ground.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get out, but they came out with Notts County last season. I just don't think. I think if either of the two I was to pick, it'd be Notts County to finish higher than Wrexham. Yeah, and I've seen Notts County play as well. And fair play to Grimsby, we scored an own goal. We should have really won, but I would say that they're playing the better football.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they've got a better defence than Wrexham.
Yeah, well, the window's not closed yet. So I think if they're conceding this many goals at the start of the season, they need to shore up that defense.
Something is
quick.
Drastically wrong with what's going on with Wrexham right now, because you should not be shipping in that many goals.
Whoever that defensive coach is, not doing their job. Yeah, 100%.
Got him from Wish. Let him go now.
Lied on his CV.
Completely. Sent in a video of someone else. Off TikTok, no doubt.
TikTok, yeah. And then the teams at the bottom of that league as well. You've got 20th place, Sutton United, who are struggling. They're on 3 points. Only 1 week.
Sutton was Squids, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Squids tip to go up on that league.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
And Gazza, I think Gazza, it was Gazza as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was this, one of you played there, or maybe Squid and Gazza played?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we both have.
And then you've got Harrogate Town, 21st. One win out of three. Forest Green Rovers, one win out of three on 3 points. Doncaster Rovers, 23rd and 24th. We are on Colchester with 0 points after four games. Not looking good for them. Three games, not looking good for them. And that is the leagues.
That is our roundup of the leagues.
Want some man talk? Listen on Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast.
Now, shall we go to our teams, Gazza, for the third time of asking, as you're the only Premier fucking supporter here.
No, Joel's Fulham.
Fulham?
You're a Chelsea supporter as well.
Fulham. I can't talk about Chelsea when I'm a Grimsby supporter. Grimsby's my team, innit?
Yeah, but you're allowed a Premier League team because Grimsby's never going to get to the Prem.
No, you're not.
Here he is. Here he is, look.
The Premiership is not for
the
everyone.
Only Northerner here who supports a Northern team is Dean. Not Turner, who's a Southerner, who supports Leeds and doesn't go there.
Support Grimsby.
Oh, shut up, you tool. Shut up, you weapon. Right, Joel.
Absolutely.
Yes. Fulham. Bad day at the cottage. I'm not going to lie.
Terrible day.
So my day started off, I left home at 11 o'clock. Long drive down, and it was carnage. Didn't get into the game until about 20 past.
No way. You missed 20 minutes of the game.
So I was outside for probably about 40, 45 minutes.
No, fuming.
I got to the ticket line, because we got there at 22. I got to the ticket line at a fairly moderate kind of length. To be fair, we weren't missing much, because when I actually got in, the football was fucking terrible. We had loads of possession, but it was...
Are you talking about Turner on Friday?
Definitely not. No.
I didn't have loads of possession.
I did. But yeah, it was a bad day for Fulham.
Why though? What was it so bad? What's happened?
Mitrovic was a big loss. So we lost 3-0 to Brentford. Ream got sent off. Mitrovic fucked off on the same day. Worst day to be a Fulham fan. But we've got 50 million for him. So it was a decent...
That's a decent amount, right?
Yeah. It's a lot of money. Really,
what the fuck?
So now we've got Raul Jimenez, who hasn't scored a Premier League goal in about, I don't know, 15 games or something.
Ex-Wolves player, Liverpool player.
Ex-Wolves.
I think he is quality, by the way.
He can be quality, but ever since he got knocked out and he's had that head injury,
never been the same player.
And then we've just signed the quickest player in the world.
Squid.
Adama Traore.
Oh yeah.
So he's built like a fucking brick house.
Tank.
So
no end product.
But we've got a very good manager. We've managed
How
to keep.
How much did he aim for?
Free. He was on a free.
Oh,
good. Yeah, good signing. Like, because even though he doesn't really do too much, he can get in a position where he can score a goal. We've got one of the richest owners in the Premier League, and they wait and do all their business on deadline day where they know they can get deals.
Bargains. So just get them put through.
We always have a very busy deadline day. So for Fulham fans, we can't wait for deadline day, because that's when we know when we've actually got our team. Marco Silva's a great manager.
Yeah, he's very good.
Only problem is, I don't think he's going to be on the touchline too much this season. He got a yellow card on Saturday. He doesn't control his emotions at all.
But doesn't the manager get the card for the assistants?
Yes, so that's the new rule, isn't it?
It's the new rule that you control that box on the touchline.
Yeah.
And if anyone falls short of the rules, then it's the manager who gets the yellow card.
So yeah. you can only have one person. You can't have two people in there anymore. So how was Tottenham?
I was really happy with that. Obviously, Man United coming to town, so they're a bit like a home game for their fans, obviously.
Yeah.
first half, I thought, obviously, United had two glorious chances, two headers, Rashford and Bruno. Gilt-edged chances.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I don't know how they didn't. Neither of them hit the target. They also were directing penalty. Oh, I mean, it was quite close. His arm was out.
Yeah.
It was quite close to the ball. Obviously, it wasn't given. And Bruno spat his dummy out and got booked.
Typical Bruno.
Now wants an apology because Wolves got one the week before, but that was well deserved.
I thought so.
Yeah. But second half, Spurs really came out and, fantastic, played some really good stuff.
Apparently, I didn't actually get to watch the game. I saw highlights, but apparently the second half, something clicked.
Yeah.
The amount of shots and possession that you had, then all saying is it Ange Ball?
Yeah, Ange Ball.
Yeah, Ange Ball. Yeah. Because he plays in the opposition's half the whole time.
I mean, it's a bit worrying at times when the ball, I was a bit worried before the game with Rashford's pace getting in behind, especially at a right back position with Porro playing there. But no, I mean, they did have a couple of chances, United, but second half, we just, some great football. Basuma in midfield and Sarr.
Quality.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Basuma.
You just know Spurs will go to Bournemouth on Saturday.
I think. Spursy. And also, Maddison is doubtful. He got a knock. So I think just for precaution, they might just put him on the bench or might not play him at all. We'll have to wait and see on that one.
Where do you reckon you'll spend the Harry Kane money?
Well, obviously, I'm still not sure about Richarlison. Again, he huffs and puffs, but he spends more time on the ground. I mean, just wish he would have a bit more of a smile on his face. And
I think I saw a stat last season that he got more yellow cards for taking his top off on offside goals than he did actually get goals last season.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Gary, I'll tell you who would suit first.
Go on.
Notto.
What is wrong with you?
You're trying to get rid of him everywhere, aren't you?
You can have him.
Are you trying to big up his price or something like that?
Anfield is played with wingers.
Yeah, true. They've been looking, but they keep saying that they've got to clear out some more. He's got such a big squad.
Yeah.
But say Ndombele, Jed Spence, I think is going to be going soon. Højlberg, Dier.
They're all going to fucking Forest as
Tanganga,
well.
Tanganga, Sanchez. There's quite a few to get rid of.
Listen, guys, I've got to get Squid in because he's finishing work in a minute. Squidly, pick the fucking phone up. We've got Turner on hold. Can't have Turner on hold.
Good evening. How are you all doing, chat?
All good, mate.
Turner.
Hello.
Yes.
It's working.
Squid.
Hello, Turner.
Hello, mate.
Hey.
We got this rocking and rolling.
Squidly, would you like to talk about your mighty arsehole?
I would like to talk about Arsenal. So I thought that was a massive win yesterday. So early on in the season. Palace is always a hard place to go to, especially first home game of the season for them. And yeah, just proud that we got the 1-0 win, to be honest, with 10 men for 30 minutes of the game. Very harsh, two yellows, but we won the game. That's all that matters now.
How do we feel about making on-field decisions via a microphone for everyone to listen to? Really?
Yeah, I like the rugby, how they do it as well.
I can't stand it.
Was that because a woman was talking into it?
No, listen. I know what I said in the last podcast, and I've got a lot of stick for that, but I stand by what I said. The women's game is not a par on men's game.
No,
it's not. Now, I'm not knocking the women's game in any way, shape or form. I've got a lot of respect for what England ladies have done. They have put us on the map, they've put the girls on the map, and they've brought a lot of people into the sport that wouldn't be involved in the sport. Love that. I also, what I don't like is Mary Earps?
Earps, the goalkeeper.
The goalkeeper, who had a fucking blinder in the final. It's just a shame that the other women never showed up for the final. But that, for me, they played bad the whole tournament anyway.
Yeah.
Is Mary Earps never got a shirt out for sale by Nike?
I find
that disgusting. But this is what I'm saying, why it's not on an even keel as the men's game.
Yeah.
And it's mad to say that football's coming home. It's not. It needs the men to win the World Cup for it to come home.
I said this to my partner. They went, they're all seeing it's coming home. And I was like, it's supposed to be already at home for it to come home.
Yeah. And the problem is because the women aren't at home, the men are not getting fucking fed until
they're starving out there. That's why we're not winning.
Yeah, the men need to be fed before the women think about this shit.
Yeah,
right. But on a serious note, Mary Earp's not getting a goalkeeper's jersey out by Nike. Bad call by Nike.
Bad. Yeah.
Bad.
If they won that game and she saved that penalty, and all these
world's best goalkeeper in the ladies.
She won the Golden Glove, didn't she?
Yeah, and she got a Golden Glove as well.
And all these little
outstanding
girls want to get a shirt of her. Yeah, you can't.
So for me, it's a no for the microphone stuff. I can't stand all that. And I can't stand all this referee makes a decision, VAR gets involved, overturns the decision because they think it's this, that, and next thing. It takes 6 minutes for them to decide this shit. Needs to be decided immediately.
It needs to be quicker, way quicker. And did you even see that they bottled it in the big game? So one of their strikers, Spain, they're clamping down on all time wasting, throwing the ball away, kicking the ball away. They had a yellow card. She should have got a red card. Yeah. She got the ball and she threw it, or she
and she was
it
already
away.
She was already on the yellow.
Yeah. She looked so panicked because she knew what she'd done wrong, and the referee saw that she'd obviously panicked and just went, "Well, I'm not going to ruin the final," and just carried on. She should have been sent off. Let's have a look at the fixtures coming up and let's predict who is going to be winning these fixtures.
Yeah, go for it.
So we got first game is on the Friday night, Chelsea versus Luton. I think we're all going to go for the same thing. Chelsea.
Draw.
No, Chelsea.
If they're in a rot at the minute, I don't know if they are, if they're not, but I think anything could happen.
I think they'd get through. They get through the Luton game. And then we've got the 12:30 kickoff, Bournemouth versus Spurs. Bit of a tough one. Spurs are playing good football. Bournemouth's got their new manager. They're also playing fairly decent football as well.
And Madison's doubtful.
I think a draw on that one, me.
I'm going Spurs 3-1.
Oh, big.
Yeah, I'm gonna sneak an away win.
Away win. Dino, Bournemouth versus Spurs.
I think the way that they took care of business this week, I think Spurs will build on that. I think the first 30 minutes you can write off. But as you said, something clicked for Spurs.
So I'm building momentum on that.
And I think the way that Ange Popescu manages, where he doesn't talk to the players directly, he uses all his team to deal with the players and he only sees them on a match day. Very, very unique way of managing the squad. Doesn't talk to them, doesn't communicate with them, only comes out before they play the match. That's the only time they see him, and then he has the game with 90 minutes and fucks off.
gets applauded.
Yeah, that's his style. He doesn't want to become emotionally attached to the players, doesn't want to put his arm around them, he just wants to manage them and fuck off.
Ange Ball. And then we've got the Arsenal versus Fulham. I'm going to go Arsenal to win that quite handsomely.
Comfortably, yeah. I think that's going to be a 3-4-0.
I was going to say actually 4-0. I think that could be.
That's home win.
I don't think it's going to be as easy as you guys think. I remember Fulham turning up at the Emirates last year and playing really well. And I don't think we've clicked into gear with this new shape and system we're trying to play. So I'm going to go for a 1-2-0 win, Arsenal.
And then we've got Brentford versus Palace.
I'm still going to go Brentford.
Do you know?
I think that's one of them games in killer.
Yeah.
That's what you're left with. You're like, oh my God, that's going to be a draw all day long in it, or a 1-0. But who's going to get the 1-0? It's a very difficult game to predict. I would like to think Roy Hodgson's going to get, he's going to nick 3 on that one.
Okay, so you're going Palace. I'm going to go with Brentford on that one. I think they're a good side, to be fair. Then we've got Everton versus Wolves. That's another game, isn't it?
Wolverhampton Wanderers all day long, full of confidence. They are languishing at the bottom, but I think their history, their mentality, I think they'll take this.
The way they played at Old Trafford, I think. Yeah.
If they turn up like that against Everton, they'll get the win.
Smash them, yeah.
Because Everton won't score. So as long as they can nick one.
They just got battered by Brian.
Yeah. I know, but play one good game, play one bad game. Going to play one good game now. Everton.
I'm going to go for an Everton win.
No chance. No. It's Wolverhampton Wanderers 1-0.
Right, so Man United versus Forest.
Do you know what? I think this could have a draw, 2-2 draw.
Yeah, I'm thinking a draw as well. I think Man United are going to bottle it.
I think Man United are going to win 3-4-0.
I think they're sneaky 2-1.
We're very different on our opinions, which I like, to be fair.
Brighton and Oath are killer for me.
Brighton versus West Ham.
Yeah, Brighton.
Brighton will get through that one.
I think the way that they're set out.
So good.
Yeah, so good. Yeah. So good.
I'm going to stick my neck out and go a draw.
Draw.
Yeah, I think it could be closer than you all think. I think West Ham just played very well against Chelsea, but I do think Brighton 2-1.
2-1.
3-1.
Yeah.
3-1, I think.
I'm going to go, 2-0 on that one, I reckon. And then we've got Burnley versus Villa.
This is Sunday now, so.
Sunday.
Clarets.
I think that's got a draw written all over it. But with the way that Aston Villa have been set out last season and coming into this season, I think
Villa this one.
Will whoop.
Scrape it.
I think it'll be a 4-0.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow. I think Burnley, the company still sets up quite well.
It does, but I don't think they've got the tenacity to last against a team like Villa. They've come a long way since Steven Gerrard.
Yeah. Well, I think Burnley will lose ever so slightly to Villa on that one. I think it'll be a 1-0 or so.
I think in Aston Villa's map of the Premier League, they'll be looking at 3 points for this game. This should be a must win three points.
Before the Europe games, they need to be winning these games.
Got to.
Yeah.
Got to.
Squid? I think a draw.
Draw for Squidly. Sheffield United, Man City for the next 2 o'clock kickoff. That's defo going to be Sheffield United.
Sheffield United, 4-5-0.
Yeah.
Pep Guardiola's not going to be there.
Yeah.
Smash him.
Yeah.
Nah, it'll be.
Smash and grab Sheffield United.
I'm making Haaland my captain in fantasy football for this weekend.
City all day long.
City 5-6-0.
Away win, 3-0.
3-0.
Yeah, I think this will be a 6-0.
And then the 4:30 kickoff is.
This is going to be a draw. This is
great game though.
Yeah.
Good football. Newcastle versus Liverpool.
I mean, the bookies can't tell the difference between this one. You got 2-1, 23-20. Newcastle obviously get the favoured odds being at home, but I think it's going to be a tight 1-0.
I think Newcastle.
I don't know which way it's going to be.
I think Newcastle are going to sneak it.
Yeah, I think they could. I think they might even win potentially like 2-0 or something like that.
Score draw.
And that is next week's fixtures.
And that is the end of that. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Morning Kickoff podcast. And we will catch you again round about this time next week. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, keep sharing it. Keep liking it. Thank you very much. Catch you all next time.
This episode has just ended, but we know you'll be back to listen to more conversations. So make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episode. Thank you for listening.
Give me any walnut whips and they've got white stuff on the outside. Take them back.
Are they next to Time Alone?
Yeah.
Gary, you've got such bad jokes.
Annie.
Gift Auburn is his brother.
Yeah, that's the one that they're really looking at. Young 21-year-old Nigerian, isn't he, I believe?
Yeah, very good.
He's
very
been smashing
hey,
goals.
What are you do? Hey, pass me that ball. Hey, I tell you in it. Hey?
Let's edit that bit out, shall we?
No, that's it. That's staying in.
Eggs and beer can. Yeah, so.
That's Jamaican. Yeah.
he's Welsh. Welsh Gary over there. When we do something like this, because there's so much that goes into it, I've not got the time of day to do the editing. Nah. And that's what kills it, because now I've got to drive to Italy. Literally, when I get to Italy, edit.
Yeah.
Which is not going to be good.
Oh, it's hard fucking life, isn't it? Editing it on the back.
Always wondered if lesbian twins lick alike.
I'm just trying to make sure I heard lick or look.
That's the joke.
I think I'm going to.
Oh, that's a joke. Let's not get many of them out on the fucking podcast then, please.
I need one a week.
Prosecco. Very upper class.
Prosecco is just sparkly wine, Italian.
Yeah, it's still upper class though.
Is it fuck? My mum class thing.
That's what my mum drinks on the daily.
On the daily, like 8 a.m. 8 a.m. She's bang on it. Mum, do you think it's a bit early now?
I normally get to her house about 5 o'clock and she's just on the floor. And I go,
floored on Prosecco.
Enjoy your evening. She's like, yeah, it's been a good one. To be fair, they have the easiest games at the moment. They've got Sheffield United next game, Man City, West Ham,
Nottingham Forest, Wolves. They have the easiest run for the next five games.
Who's that?
Man City.
Man City can't play Man City.
I know, I read it out. I didn't know.
Man City got the easiest run to play Man City.
It's fixed.
Hang on. That's a bit like, my name's Joel and I'm here with Joel.
Fucking hell.